Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, right here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Arie-Tuttiot. It's been an incredibly busy week in the fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest, so sit back and relax, and I'll keep you updated with what's been going on in the land of the Eurovision.
This is Greta Salome from Iceland.
Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden.
Hello, my name is Hovi Star and I represent Israel in the Eurovision 2016 in Stockholm. And you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Amir from France and this is my song, J'ai cherché. Enjoy.
J'ai cherché un sens à mon existence, j'y ai laissé mon innocence, j'ai fini le cœur sans défense. J'ai cherché l'amour et la reconnaissance, j'ai payé le prix du silence, je me blesse et je recommence. Tu m'as comme donné l'envie d'être moi, donné un sens à mes pourquoi. Tu as tué la peur qui dans mes
with Jacques Chachet, France's Eurovision entry in 2016, coming sixth. Congratulations to them back then. Oh, it was awesome to see France towards the top again, personally at least. Would have preferred the UK, obviously, but I knew, sadly, I didn't think Joe and Jake were going to do particularly well. It was a very tough competition, 2016. There was a lot of fantastic songs, and it was hard to compete with all of them, I can imagine. At least I think so. Anyways, what do you think? Let me know. Now, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. You can also like our Facebook page and send us a message. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. And it's always lovely to hear from you. We've got many new fans of the show recently. So thank you very much to all of them. Lovely talking to you as well. Get involved in the conversation. There's been plenty to talk about this week, and we'll get onto that as we continue through the show. Of course, I'll play a song from the Maltese artist that has been selected, so very exciting. And of course, I'll let you know about the latest Eurovision Showcase news. Yes. And of course, we've got Rob's Random Request and also Live and Kicking, so stay tuned for that. Yes, buckle in. It's going to be an incredible ride. Well, at least I hope so. Right, now, France. We're on the subject of France, so let's continue with France. As we've had Amir, we're going to go to another French entry, which has been decided only last night. Yes, and this is quite an interesting selection. Now, there was 8 songs in the French national final, Destination Eurovision 2019, 2-0-1-9. I cheated there. So it was a nail-biter of televotes and also the jury votes coming through. Now, Simon won the French national final with Tous les deux, and we'll hear that after the song that has been selected to be the French song. Now, the gentleman is called Bilal Hassani, and in the jury vote, he didn't do particularly well. He only came 5th, but he managed to get an incredibly high amount of points from the televote, which pushed him all the way up to the top and overtaken all of the other songs. So, didn't expect that. It's a very empowering song. I don't think it's going to do particularly well at Eurovision, I have to say. It has its fans, and most of the fans, I believe, are all in France. I mean, millions of people have been watching the performance and the music video, and I just don't know if it will connect. Let me know what you think about the French entry. It'd be lovely to hear from you. Get them in. But this is the French entry for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest in Tel Aviv, Israel. Here is Bilal Hassani with Roy.
I am me, and I know I will always be. Je suis free, oui, j'invente ma vie. Ne me demandez pas qui je suis. Moi je suis le même depuis tout petit. Et malgré les regards, les avis, je pleure, je sors et je ris. You put me in a box, want me to be like you. Je suis pas dans les codes, ça dérange beaucoup. At the end of the day, cannot change me, boo. Alors, laisse-moi m'envoler. I'm not rich, but I'm shining bright. My kingdom now.
ces moments à nous, que ça nous revienne. Je vois tant d'amour au coin de tes yeux, quand on est juste tous les deux. Pourquoi est-ce que tu ne me prendrais pas dans tes bras, qu'on valse ensemble juste une dernière fois. Tout est compliqué dès qu'il s'agit de moi, tellement de choses que je ne dis pas. Chante, chante si tu veux, chante quand tu peux, mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux, danse quand tu peux, mais danse avec moi. Tu resteras le premier homme de ma vie qui m'a montré ma voix, et je chante aujourd'hui. Tu m'as appris à voir vraiment qui je suis, et pour tout ça, merci papa. Chante, chante si tu veux, chante quand tu peux, mais chante avec moi. Et danse, danse si tu veux, danse quand tu peux, mais danse avec moi. Papa,
Simone coming second in the French national final this year, and what an emotional performance and song that was. That is called Tous les Dieux, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And basically, I'm going to let you know what the lyrics were there. So it said, hold me that remembering these moments we get back to us. I see so much love at the corner of your eyes when it's just the two of us. Why not take me in your arms and we waltz together just one last time? Everything is complicated as soon as it comes to me, so much that I do not. And basically, it's about her dad who has passed away. So amazing stuff. Really emotional stuff. And I think that would have translated on the Eurovision stage, but what do I know? Right, so earlier this week, on Wednesday, we had the release of all songs vying to represent the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. Now, Eurovision You Decide would take place on Friday, February 8th. In Salford, and it'll be live on BBC Two from 7:30. And what I'm led to believe, there'll be two shows. So there will be an actual show where all the songs will be, and then there will be some type of results show. So stick around for that if that's going to be the case. But that's what I've been reading up on about. So it's going to be an interesting Friday night, isn't it? So all of the songs have been released on BBC Eurovision's website. So if you would like to go and listen to them all in full, head over to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision. So what I can do for you is I'm going to give you a recap of all six songs. Well, six songs, you may say. They'll be all completely different. Well, basically, we've got six artists and basically five artists and one group. Now, they've all, and there are three songs. So all three songs have two different versions. So, and then it's all been cut up, basically. So I will let you know what's going on as we go through. So, yes, the lyrics will be the same practically, but the feel of the song may be completely different. This is interesting, isn't it? Now, countries have done this previously before. You look at Germany in 2017 with Lavina. Because I think, was it Firelight? It, she should have sang. Well, most people thought it was, but it was Perfect Life in the end. And apparently the Dutch did the same thing in 1975 with Teaching and ending up singing Ding A Dong and then winning the contest. So, we'll have to wait and see. The jury's still out. But here are the songs for Eurovision You Decide 2019 to select the UK entry. Well, this is made with their version of Freaks. And this is Jordan Clark with his version of Freaks. And here is Aneeza with her version of Sweet Lies. And here's Holly Tandy with her version of Bigger Than Us. Here's Michael Rice with his version of Bigger Than Us. And finally, it's Kerry Ann's version of Sweet Lies. So those are all the songs vying to represent the UK Eurovision, Tel Aviv, Israel, on the 18th of May. My birthday, hooray! Now it's time for us to have a Eurovision classic before we have Rob's random request. So sit back and relax and enjoy this one.
A man without love is only half a man, and half a man is nothing. A man without love cannot begin to dream, for all his dreams. Never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. Everything in life, and all his life is roses and rainbows and songbirds that he knows never sang. For a man without love. to me. A lonely clown who'd never found his destiny. Then you came, you touched my heart and told the pain to go. Everything in life, and all his life is roses and rainbows and sunbursts that he knows never sang for a man with.
The legendary Kenneth McKellar with A Man Without Love, the United Kingdom entry to the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it's time to go absolutely randomly. Here we go with Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time to get the two hats out and grab hold of my husband. as we do and find out how random this week's going to be. So we've got the two hats, they've got little bits of paper in. One of the hats has got little bits of paper with years on it, all the way from 1956 until 2018. And then the other hat has little bits of paper with countries on. We then glue together both pieces of paper and we find out what Eurovision song we're going to play absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. So Rob's got the first hat out. Now, this has got the country on. Okay, so thank you. Okay, so that is, oh, Sweden. So we got a Swedish entry to play, hopefully. And hopefully it's not 1956. Thank you. Right, okay, it's 1992. Ah, this is interesting. The Swedish entry to the 92 Eurovision Song Contest was sung on home soil in Malmö, and it's from Christer Björkman with Imorgon Elin Dag. Yes, Christer Björkman. Now, many Eurovision fans know who Christer Björkman is incredibly well. And if you're not a Eurovision diehard fan, you probably wouldn't know him. But you may remember this song from 1992. Now, Christer Björkman is a Swedish singer and television producer. He represented Sweden in 1992 with Imorgon Elin Dag, which basically means tomorrow is another day. Aww. And he won Melodifestivalen in 1992. And since 2002, he's been the producer of Melodifestivalen and remained an important figure in Melodifestivalen and also the Eurovision Song Contest as a sort of a producer in some type of way. But his song in 1992 didn't do very well at all, I'm afraid. Only came 22nd with 9 points. He came second last at the 1992 contest. Not very good. Yes, he only got 4 points from Denmark and Yugoslavia, respectively, and 1 point from France. But he actually quite convincingly won Melodifestivalen in 1992. But it's such a shame because he's such a polarizing figure these days. So as we go to the 1992 contest that was held in Malmö, Sweden, eventually won in 1992 by Linda Martin for Ireland with the song Why Me. And the UK entry then was Michael Ball with One Step at a Time, coming second. Yes. So in the Swedish votes at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest, Sweden gave us 8 points to Italy. And the Italian entry was from Mia Martini with Rapsodia. Then the 10 points from Sweden went to Ireland, Linda Martin with Why Me. And the 12 points from Sweden went to Malta. And Malta's entry came third. Is Mary Spiteri with A Little Child. Sweden only gave 5 points to the United Kingdom that year. So, let's hear Sweden 1992, Rob's random request. Here is Krista Björkman with A Molen Alien Dog. Tomorrow is another day.
Det finns en flicka som jag går till ibland. Hon tycker om mig för jag gör vad jag kan. I hennes tystnad finns så mycket jag vill veta. Så jag stannar hela natten fast vi är som eld och vatten. Kom. Så länge hjärtat slår. Kom. Så länge spänningen finns kvar. Imorgon är en annan dag. Kom. Så länge solen ler. Kom. Så länge lusten ger och tar. Så fort när allt försvinner. Imorgon är en annan dag. Hon målar tavlor som jag aldrig får se. Hon sjunger sånger när ingen sitter bredvid. I hennes ögon finns en längtan efter mera. Så jag stannar hela natten fast vi är som eld och vatten. Kom. Så länge hjärtat slår. Kom. Så länge spänningen finns kvar. Imorgon är kom, så länge solen ler. Kom, så länge lusten ger och tar. Så fort när allt försvinner. Imorgon är en annan dag. Tiden är som ett timglas i min hand. När sekunder och minuter blir till år. Jag vill ha allt det jag får. Kom, så länge hjärtat slår. Kom, så länge spänningen finns kvar. Imorgon är en annan dag. Kom, så länge solen ler. Kom, så länge lusten ger och tar. Så fort när allt försvinner. Imorgon är en annan dag.
There we are, that's Sweden 1992, Krista Björkman. Right, okay, now before we have the Eurovision Showcase news, it's time to play the Spanish entry for Eurovision 2019. Now this has split the Eurovision fandom in half. Lots of people love it, lots of people don't like it. Let me know what you think. And this is the Spanish entry. So here we go. This is Mickey, M-I-K-I, with La Venda, Spain 2019.
Te compran porque te vendes. Te vendes porque te sobras. Te pierdes porque hay camino. Te digo, hay otras cosas. Te sales porque te quieres. Te quieres tu mente en forma. Te eliges porque hay camino. Te digo, hay otras cosas. La venda ya cayó. Solo quiero la alegría. La venda ya cayó. confías, te sientes que ya tenías, te vives alto voltaje, te traje buenas noticias, te vales y ya no fuerzas, te vives y te interesas, te saltas, no quedan normas.
Now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 27th of January 2019. The hosts of Eurovision 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel have been announced this week. It includes Bar Raffaelli, Erez Tal, Asi Azar, and Lucy Ayub. And the four of them, two blokes, two women, will be representing for Israel as hosts on home soil. Michaela Pace has won the X Factor in Malta and will represent Malta at the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. The song hasn't been decided yet. It will come at a later date. Also last night we had Eurovision qualifying, quarterfinals, semi-finals going on in Hungary, in Latvia and in Lithuania last night. So if you'd like to find out the latest results of them, then head over to our friendly page at eurovoir.com. Songs for Kepnin, the national selection for Iceland has begun. And on Saturday, yesterday, Iceland's broadcaster RVU announced the 10 acts and songs that will compete for the ticket to Kiev. And notably, Hera Björk has returned, as well as Fredrik Omar. Fredrik Omar was part of Euroband in 2018. So 2008, goodness me, 10 years before that. So all of the songs have been released, and you can find them on RUV, the Icelandic National Broadcaster's YouTube channel. And I shall put a link on our Facebook page. So later tonight, Romania's first semi-final for Selecția Națională will be broadcasted tonight on the Romanian broadcaster TVR's live stream. And that is it for your Eurovision Showcase news. I've been Kieran Uri-Tusket, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
Questions why he has always been an extra careful guy, sensitive and shy, risky assessments, his investment in a life of no surprise, till she walked into his life. She, spontaneous indeed, uncertainty's a creed, she has always been neither black or white, just a curious. His direction, collection of her smiles, and to his surprise, ooh, she's like tomorrow, so distant, she just wants to play. Like tomorrow, she is always wandering away. All the time she slips away, it's close but yet so far. It's time to follow her tomorrow.
Gianluca Bezina, representing Malta at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, with the song Tomorrow. Ah, yes, good stuff. And coming eighth with 120 points in the grand final. It actually qualified out of the second semi-final in fourth with 118 points. A fantastic bouncy song from Malta. Will they send another bouncy song? This coming year, so well, this year 2019, who knows? Well, Michaela Pace is representing Malta at the Eurovision this year. She won Malta's X Factor last night, and her last song I'm going to play for you now is a cover of Shallow by Lady Gaga. As Patricia Hodge says in Miranda, and Bradley Cooper from the movie A Star Is Born. So here is Shallow from Michaela Pace, who's going to represent Malta at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you tired trying to feel that void? Or do you need more? It hard feeling so hardcore. I'm falling.
the good times I find myself longing for a change. And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm at the deep end, watches are dying. I'll never make the ground. Crash through the surface where they can hurt us. We're far from the shallow now.
Bobby Singer representing Austria at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest in then Jerusalem, Israel. Yeah, and Austria getting a very respectable placing. They did. Yes, coming ninth, of course. Yeah, good stuff. Well done. Right, it's now time for us to go live and kicking.
We'll be right back.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now, I can't believe I'm actually going to play this for you. So I would like you to just let it wash over you and think of this. I think there's more funniness to this performance rather than annoyance. I think so. And I hope you sort of appreciate it for what it is. I can't believe I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. Now, with legendary commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan, I'm going to play you the live version from the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest. Here is... Here is Spain at 1983 that got nil point. Here is the very ethnic Remeneos Abaya with Quel Meherini Barca. And I will let Sir Terry Wogan tell you about the song. Sit back, enjoy this bizarre piece of music.
And now for Spain. ¿Quién maneja mi barca? Who stole my boat? It doesn't mean that. It means, who is sailing my boat along? Oh, who is sailing my boat along? Who's carrying me drifting on? Who? Remedios Amaya will sing the song. And she's a tempestuous beauty, as indeed everybody from Spain is. She's from Seville, and she's singing in bare feet. And as I've said, her father's bathrobe.
Und jetzt der spanische Beitrag, the entry of Spain, la contribution de l'Espagne. ¿Quién maneja mi barca? Der Autor, der Autor, l'auteur, Isidro Muñoz. Es dirigiert der Komponist. The composer is also the conductor. Le compositeur est aussi le chef d'orchestre, José Miguel Evoras.
José Miguel Evora is in fact the son of the lyricist Isidro Muñoz.
Die Interpretin, the performer, l'interpret, Remedios Amaya.
Remedios Amaya is in fact a flamenco singer, and this is very, very ethnic. And I think they deserve credit for trying it. The Spanish entry, ¿Quién maneja mi barca?
Maneja mi barca, ¿quién? Cada deriva me lleva, ¿quién? Hay quien maneja mi barca, ¿quién? Cada deriva me lleva, ¿quién? Hay quien maneja mi barca, cada deriva me lleva. Hay quien maneja mi barca, cada deriva casi me lleva. Las trenzas de tu mare. Dime quién, que dime quién se la peina, dime quién, que dime quién se la peina. Voy a pedirle que me trence, anda y sí, tu cabeza, mi cabeza, anda y sí, tu cabeza, mi cabeza, por mucho que tu vida yo no. Mírame, que mira que yo te mire. No es verde como cualquier verde, mírame, que es verde que me persigue, mírame, que es verde que me persigue. Por mucho que tú me pidas, yo no voy. Aquí maneja mi barca, ¿quién? Cada deriva me lleva, ¿quién? Me lleva aquí.
Well, that got a great roll of applause. I didn't think she should have taken it so badly. She's only an old boat. The last person, incidentally, to sing in bare feet won the Eurovision Song Contest. That was Sandy Shaw.
Sandy Shaw, Puppet on a String, the UK's first Eurovision win in 1967 in Vienna, Austria. Now, wasn't that Spanish entry bizarre? No wonder it got nil point, but yeah, I think they were applauding just for the most, you know, having the guts to give it a go at Eurovision. Poor old Spain. Nil point. So they've had two nil points, actually, in 1962. And also then in 1983. Now, before we go, I've got time for one more song, and then I'm going to give you the lowdown of what's to come in this week in the Eurovision Song Contest. So we're going to play a song from last year's Eurovision Song Contest, 2018. I adore this, and I no doubt, I'm sure that you will do too. Denmark 2018, here is the gentleman himself to introduce the song. And we'll be back in just a few moments.
Hello, this is Rasmussen, and I'm from Denmark. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Higher Ground. Enjoy.
Ships in the making, bound for a distant shore. World for the taking, men gone forevermore. Boarding and setting sail, yet victory won't prevail. Oh, free the arrow in the air, make your mark and leave it hanging there. Be the first to turn around, take the lead to land on higher ground.
Rasmussen with Higher Ground. That's Denmark's Eurovision entry from 2018. Yes. So now let's let you know what's happening in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, so tomorrow we got the semi-final draw, and then also tomorrow we've got the announcement and song announcement from the Czech Republic. Very exciting. Then on the 29th, which, believe it or not, is on Tuesday, we have the artist announcement of who's going to represent Austria and Finland. Very exciting. And then on Thursday the 31st, we will find out the artists and songs for Dansk Melody Grand Prix in Denmark. And also, we'll have the first semi-final on Thursday night of Eesti Laul in Estonia. Then on Friday the 1st of February, this coming Friday, Russia will have an announcement of who's going to represent them. Ooh, very exciting. And then also coming up on Saturday the 2nd, next Saturday, we have 6 Eurovision shows going on. Yes, well, actually, to be fair, we've only got 5. So Moldova will have their auditions for their national final. Hungary will have the 3rd heat of Adal. Estonia will have their 2nd semi-final of Eesti Laul. Eurovisia in Lithuania will continue in heat 4. We'll have the 1st semi-final of Melodifestivalen in Sweden, which will be in Gothenburg, I believe. And then finally, we have Latvia's 2nd semi-final this coming Saturday. So all very exciting stuff to look forward to in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. So take care. I have been your host, Kieran Uri Tussius. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, visla, dobizenia. I'll see you soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.